It's a spectacle. It is the 11th anniversary CMC Rocks Festival, Australia's leading country and roots music festival, live from Willowbank, here in Ipswich. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. The 2019 lineup brings both old and new favourites. There's just too many artists to list. Well, okay, here's just a few. Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, Casey Chambers, Troy Cassadaley, Michael Ray, Cam, The Sisterhood Band, Low Cash, Frankie Ballard, Callie Pierce, Devin Dawson, Asmi Pride, Randy Clark, Lindsay L, Morgan Wallum, Jim Lydonald, Jet Hughes, Danielle Towns, Noah Shaggy, Home Free, Alice Edmonds, Imogen Clark, Melinda Oakwood, plus much more! Ugh. But only this year, at the 2019 CMC Rocks Festival. CMC 2019, with a perfect mix of food, fun and frivolity, with artist signings, intimate songwriter shows and only the finest country artists from right around the world. It's the biggest event on the Australian country music calendar. Get yourself in the swing of things and listen to our live broadcast from the 2019 CMC Rocks with your host Dan Rennie and Dan the Man from Rockhampton.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are live from CMC Rocks 2019. My name is Dan Rennie, and first of all, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land of where we broadcast from today. Beautiful Willowbank, although I don't know if it's going to be beautiful later. There is some storm clouds ominously rolling in. People are a little bit wary because I've been hearing stories of people got absolutely smashed last night at the campsite. But look, we thought we'd kick it off a little bit early today before the proper hosts take over, the professionals, Lizzie, Elijah and Brooke. But I said we're not professionals. This man is certainly not.
Definitely not.
But he does some good voiceover work. I like that intro, mate.
Mate, whoever did that certainly knew what they were doing, I tell you what. And look, I'm looking out the window here.
Of course, it's Dan the Man from Rockhampton.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dan the Man from Rockhampton.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we were here last night camping and it...
How'd it go, mate? You're high and dry in a motorhome, though, aren't you?
Oh, magnificent. I tell you what, the air conditioning and we're off the ground, so we're fine. But it is starting to get a bit windy here this afternoon and forecast. There's been a weather warning, actually.
It's looking pretty gloomy. As it rolls in, just currently flying right towards the site here at Willowbank. But look, I don't think that's going to stop anyone from having a good time.
No, there's plenty of music and there's plenty of food. And mate, have you seen everything out there you've had for a wander around?
I had a little wander around before. It's pretty darn hot, just quietly. So this is probably the best place to be, sitting right here in the van, where we're going to be dry and we're going to be cool. So.
Absolutely, I'm with you. Let's stay here.
I think we've got some guest artists coming up as well. We had Lindsay L lined up, but she's running a bit late. So
she heard that it was you and I.
She said, "Look, I'd rather wait for the professionals."
That's right.
Lizzie, Elijah, Brooke. So look, as I say, we just thought we'd give you a little bit of a taste, paint a bit of a picture before our drive takes over. And as I say, it's a sellout here, as it is every single year. And we're pleased to be here, thrilled to be here as well. I want to thank some fantastic sponsors, Seats R Us. They're always looking after us and support the people who support us. If you're a truckie or a boatie,
yes,
they do all sorts of stuff there at Seats R Us, don't
Tractors,
they?
Yeah, anything
Tractors,
you want.
Tractors,
yeah. And Second Radio Clothing.
We're wearing it right now. I've got the hat on.
Yes.
It's
Anthony.
Anthony, hey,
congratulations.
Anthony.
Yes, well done.
Little baby, Tennessee born yesterday, little girl.
Oh, that's, he was going to be here, but...
He said to me, you want to hear the funny story?
Yeah, go on.
Can you actually believe this? I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for telling this story, but...
She won't be listening. She's busy.
Doing baby stuff.
Yeah.
He said, do you reckon she'll mind if I still come?
When we say she, what's his wife? Sorry.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lovely,
yeah.
Lisa.
Lovely Lisa. She's beautiful.
I said, mate, you better not.
No, Lewis, it's not worth it. Just...
Maybe second baby, but first baby?
Yeah. No.
There's always the next year for CMC. But look, we'll give you a shout out. Second Radio Clothing. They do some wonderful gear. If you're coming up here to CMC, Anthony's been nice enough to give us some gear. So
yes.
Clobber? Is Clobber? Clobber?
No, Clobber.
Clobber.
Yeah, I got a nice, give me a shirt there before. That's nice.
Yeah.
And I've got a white one back in the bag, so I'll be wearing them.
It's great gear. Second Radio Clothing. Check them out. And of course, our official station outfitter, Brigalow Country. They do magnificent shirts. I'm saving my nice shirt for probably tomorrow. Might be a bit cooler and I won't be as sweaty. So
yeah,
that's the key to CMC. You've got to pace yourself. You've got to dress for the weather. And you know, just take it easy.
Come down and see. If you're out here, come down and see us, because we've got the 98.9 FM t-shirts for sale.
Oh, we do.
Truckers caps.
Yeah, you're wearing all the gear right now,
mate.
All the cobber
kitted out, and loving it.
You are, young people, old people, all sorts of people here.
It is, but the even in the campgrounds, there's last year, this year, there's not an ounce of trouble because it's for families. It's great.
You get. I've never seen.
No,
I've been coming here a long time. I've never seen a Barney.
No,
I've never seen an idiot.
It's, I
people
think,
carrying on. What? Why?
It's just
it's good.
People are here to have a good time and enjoy themselves. And last year in the campground, in the concert ground,
yep,
as you say, not a drama, not a problem, because everyone's just here having a good time. And I think if someone starts getting a little bit, how's your father?
Yeah.
I think they're good country people. Everyone,
it gets
on top of it before it gets out of control. It's great.
Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Everyone's here to have a good time, and country people are sort of, just be more relaxed.
Exactly.
Be more relaxed.
Chill out, man.
Yeah. We got plenty coming up from CMC Rocks right across the weekend. And of course, as I say, the pros are going to take over shortly, Elijah, Lizzie, and Brooke. And they've got some very special guests joining them as well. I did some interviews earlier. You were partook in a little bit of that.
They were great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear
I was
back.
Good.
You were fantastic.
You were okay.
Average.
You didn't do any research, mate. So, know your craft. So.
What's this thing? Is this on?
What are you even doing here?
I'm making up the numbers.
Yeah, as I say, the professionals will be in to take care of you.
Save
driving
us.
You home from CMC Rocks, the drive show with Elijah, Lizzie, and special co-host Brooke Lambert, who's rocked up and she's looking fantastic.
And
What were you trying to say, mate? Like,
the interview with Brooke earlier on. Listen out for that.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, that was a good one. With Daniel Bradbury.
Yes, not Daniel, as we said on the run sheet.
No, in the run sheet it says Daniel Bradbury, and I thought, who is this?
He works for Cadbury.
He does.
It's a Jamie Dunn joke.
Oh, mate, you've been hanging out with Jamie way too long.
Breakfast show, 5 till 9 weekdays.
Thanks to Caesar. But no, seriously, thank you to Caesar Us, Brigalow Country, and Second Rodeo Clothing, our magnificent sponsors for CMC Rocks this year. As we are going to take you through the weekend, I like all the people make an effort here to get dressed up, don't they? There's look at this one here. See that?
Wow. They've got Watermelon Day, I think, Sunday or something. Everyone's going to wear their gear with watermelon.
Is that right? It's St. Paddy's Day as well on Sunday.
Yeah. So actually, it might have been changed tomorrow then because of Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone, and the hats, the shorts, the... Wow, and what are you going to get, a cactus shirt or
I think I'll get one of those sleeveless cactus numbers.
I think it'll suit you.
Sleeveless, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guns out?
Get the gun.
Gun show?
I put them away.
So, look, we got plenty coming your way right throughout the weekend. Where's that sheet? Can I have that sheet? Where's that sheet?
Which one do you want? The artist?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no, your craft. I'm mashing microphones around here.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you. Thank you, Clive. I'll shout out to Clive as well. He's been doing a great job getting us set up and ready to roll. So thank you, Mr. Fox, the fantastic Mr. Fox.
Absolutely.
Silver Fox, what are you going by these days?
Oh, Silver Fox.
Silver Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, you rolling with that? Okay. So we did Daniel Bradbury. That was a fantastic interview.
Danielle.
I said Danielle. Danielle.
Sounds like Daniel.
Danielle. Danielle.
She
pronounced it Danielle.
She got a great ID too. Listen out for that.
She's got a great. I wonder if I can play that. Hang on, let me. No craft, Dan.
Sorry, I'll just fill. Holy moly! Look at that.
I've got it right here.
There you go.
I'll just bring this up. Here we go. Let's see.
Hey guys, it's Danielle Bradbury, and you're listening to 98.9 FM for the best country.
Oh, let me try that.
Hey
again.
Guys, it's Danielle Bradbury, and you're listening to 98.9 FM for the best country.
How good.
That
she would
great.
Have done a million of those, I feel.
Absolutely. Yeah, she just rolled off the tongue.
She didn't even have to think about it.
No. And as I said, listen out for that interview.
Yeah, we'll play that later.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a great interview, if I don't say so myself.
You did wonderful.
I was great. You were average.
I wasn't in that one.
Weren't you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's probably why.
That was great.
He's out. Dan's pulled the pin. We're having a great time here at CMC Rocks. Thank you for your company, and I hope you can stay with us right throughout the afternoon and the weekend as we try and bring you as many of the fantastic guests we'll be bringing your way. Keep your eyes on our social media as well. We've got lots of photos going up, so you can jump on there, leave us a comment. Say g'day via social media to the drive team as well, Elijah, Lizzie, Brooke. They'll be with you after 3 o'clock. And what have we got here? We've got on the drive show, Carly Pierce, who is absolutely sensational.
Fabulous, yeah.
I love her song, Hide the Wine.
Yes.
That's a goodie. Also, the Sisterhood Band. I just learned a fun fact.
Yes.
You ready for this? Lizzie, jump on mic here. You're here. She's here. Let's get her on.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Lizzie from The Drive Show. She's here early.
Hello.
You're early.
Yeah, I'm early.
Early bird gets the one.
I don't run on Murray time.
No. Do you know this fun fact about the Sisterhood band?
Yes. Do you know this song? Think I'm sexy.
Think I'm lovely. Come on, sugar.
Turn me on.
The spiky head, British rocker. Yes.
Scottish too.
Is he Scottish?
Scottish something.
Okay. Rock and roll.
Get a bit closer to that mic there, Liz.
Oh, sorry.
You're right.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's daughter is one half of the Sisterhood band.
That's great.
Whoa!
Can you hit her up?
Yeah.
Hit her up.
Yeah.
Ask her about her father.
I will.
She wouldn't get that much, I reckon.
No. She probably just wants to talk about her music, but we're going to be like, tell us about your dad.
Yeah.
I think she'd be happy to.
You're like, oh, you know, he's just dad. Anyway, tell us some more about your dad.
You can't do that.
No, you got to plug
this. Hersha.
But sneak it in there, will you?
Yeah, we'll do.
Will you drop it?
Yeah, don't worry. Don't you worry.
Look like you've done your research, like unlike me.
So, you're Rod Stewart's daughter. How fascinating. Tell me more.
Yeah.
No, that'll be great.
Pre-signed? No.
Low Cash as well, a little bit later. They're a great band. Love to party, I've heard. So, you know, they might be bringing the ruckus to the van. And then Brandi Clark, who is sensational. She sings I Don't Look Good in Orange and I Hate Stripes.
Just saw her. Yeah, she's great. Just saw her at the songwriter's tent. So.
Oh, were you over there?
Yeah.
How was it?
Snuck in. Oh, it was brilliant. I had Carly Pierce there too and her hubbo. So, yeah, that was Michael Ray. Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke just opened the door. That's all the noise, people. It's all good.
It's all happening.
This is live radio, live from CMC Rocks. I'll let you get prepared for the drive show, Liz. But let's go to some music, shall we? Lindsay L., I told you we're going to be chatting to her a little bit later. And Paulie is our man back at the studio, pushing all the buttons. So we appreciate Paul's work as well. Take it away. Here's Lindsay L. with Criminal. You're listening to 98.9 FM live from CMC Rocks. Stay tuned.
Pretend I'm gonna sleep, but I know damn well I'm gonna keep laying you wide awake, waiting for the breath you take to come back. I can't relax. I'm a tiger pacing my cage, cocked like a 12 gauge, feeling like a teenage crush. You're the rush, you're the habit I can never get enough of. Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through the stoplight, looking at the the right to remain silent, but there ain't no way that I can, 'cause I am wired like a ticking time bomb. It's so wrong that it feels right tonight. You're repeating like an echo, baby, I can't let go. Got me going crypto like a thief. Yeah, I'd steal just to keep on feeling what I feel. Boy, what you do to me? Yeah.
country music powerhouse.
Really, the best station in Australia. The best music in Australia. Thank you for the great music.
Everything's perfect. Love your music. Keep going. Have lots of fun too.
Providing a diverse range of talk and music. Yeah! 25 years of providing the absolute best country. Right here on 98.9 FM. For the best country. Give it a burl.
When two singer-songwriters with diverse musical backgrounds come together, magic can happen. Twilight on the Trail is the album discovery of the year, a beautifully rendered collection of iconic cowboy songs from the golden era of American popular music. This collaborative work takes a fresh look at the music of the great cowboy crooners, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and more. Jen Myers and Mark Scholtes are the real deal, bringing new life to this timeless material. And like the landscape that inspired these songs, the album is rich in musical detail. Join Jen and Mark with their amazing all-star band and special guest artist Brad Butcher for the Twilight on the Trail album launch at the Old Museum Friday, April the 5th, 8 p.m. Tickets at oldmuseum.org. Album out now at JB Hi-Fi, Sanity and all good music stores. Station sponsor.
Friday nights from 6 p.m. it's Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair. Catch the boys for a unique insight and extensive breakdown of this year's NRL season. From 6 p.m. it's Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair on 98.9 FM.
It's a spectacle. It is the 11th anniversary CMC Rocks Festival, Australia's leading country and roots music festival, live from Willowbank, here in Ipswich. Here you can find us where the party's at. The 2019 lineup brings both old and new favourites. There's just too many artists to list. Well, okay, here's just a few. Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, Casey Chambers, Troy Cassadaley, Michael Ray, Cam, The Sisterhood Band, Low Cash, Frankie Ballard, Callie Pierce, Devin Dawson, Asa McBride, Randy Clark, Lindsay L, Morgan Wallen, Jim Lightonell, Jet Hughes, Sunil Towns, Noah Shaggy, Home Free, Alice Edmonds, Richard Clark, Melinda Oakwood, plus much more! Ugh. But only this year, at the 2019 CMC Rocks Festival. CMC 2019, with a perfect mix of food, fun and frivolity, with artist signings, intimate songwriter shows and only the finest country artists from right around the world. It's the biggest event on the Australian country music calendar. Get yourself in the swing of things and listen to our live broadcast from the 2019 CMC Rocks with your host Dan Rennie and Dan the Man from Rockhampton.
Woo! What an opener. Yeah. We are live from CMC Rocks, of course. Dan Rennie and Danny Timms, or as he's better known, Dan the Long Term Listener, or Dan the Man from Rockhampton. Have I got you on there? Let's get you on.
There you go.
Know your craft, mate. The people are starting to fill in. You know, it was looking, well, not empty, but it was, you know, a bit sparse earlier, but I feel like everybody was at work.
Yes.
And now they're starting to arrive, you know, after the drop-off or the pick-up kiddies or all that.
A lot of the campers, too, will
come down. Can they stagger in later?
Yeah. We would normally come down early for a wander around and then go back in the afternoon. Come down in the shorts and the thongs, have a wander around, go back.
Workplace hasn't, mate. OHS.
Yeah, well, we... and then we'll go back, have a bit of a rest and have a shower, put the strides on and head in for the night.
Talk to me about the showers. What are they like?
A bit cold this year. But refreshing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but good. Nice and clean. There's always someone. Yeah?
I'm actually not camping.
Yeah, I know. You're a bit precious.
Oh, I'm staying in Marburg at the lovely Woodlands.
Really?
Woodlands, yeah. It's a beautiful spot. There's a swimming pool, a tennis court. I planned ahead. I looked at the bomb and I said, camping's bad when it's hot. It's even worse when it's
raining
and storming.
And
hello, there's people waving at us.
Morning.
Isn't that nice? Look at this guy. Look at that is.
Oh.
Sorry, a gentleman with a sleeveless shirt on. It was like sequin. It looked like he was wearing eyeliner.
I was going to say, he's got lovely eyeliner.
It takes all sorts.
Exactly.
It takes all sorts to make CMC Rocks what it is.
But you're at Marburg.
Marburg?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You miss out on, like, at whatever time, quarter to 11.
Mm.
The concert, everyone goes, but we get to stay for the campers bar, and there's another couple of bands until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no. I'm in bed.
Mate, come on.
I'm an old man these days. Not as old as you, but...
No one's as old as me.
He's older.
He's as old as dirt.
He's older than dirt. Love you, Jamie, if you're listening.
He's probably not.
No?
He's probably in bed.
Hi, I'm Jamie Dunn.
He's in bed. Yeah.
Which is where I'll be at 10:45. Trust me, I will be asleep.
You'll have your cup.
So we've got a big day tomorrow. We've got a big day tomorrow.
Who have we got on?
We have on Noah Schnacki.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for real? Noah Schnacki? Who is he? Lizzie, you're nodding away. Is he good? You know him?
No, he's great. With a name like that, you'd have to be too.
Yeah, it sounds like a...
I like it.
Sounds like a dog treat. You have a Schnacki.
Can you play this back to him tomorrow when you're doing the interview?
No.
He's not
Noah Schnacki.
We may not have Noah Schnacki tomorrow. I'm just saying, he may not be here.
It sounds funny when you say his name.
Yeah, well, okay, if he comes in and he's 6'2" and he's built like a brick outhouse.
I should know who Noah Schnacki is. Should I, Brooke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is... I've never heard that.
Paul, can you find us a song by Noah Schnacki? We got time.
Yeah, please help Dan.
Have we got time for a Schnacki?
What's it called? Hey, they're beautiful.
Nothing big for me, thanks. I've got dinner shortly. I don't want to ruin my appetite.
Yeah, okay. I've had plenty, thank you.
Oh,
have we got a Schnacki song, Paul? He's not talking to me.
He's not talking to us, no.
He's
even
angry.
He's upset.
He's a Schnacki fan.
Yeah. We're going to have people
here. What do they call Schnacki fans? Schnackos.
It's not even like it. You guys are cooked.
He's not coming in tomorrow.
No, he's apparently he's cancelled. Who else would we have?
We've got Jim Lauderdale. I'm not going to make fun of him.
No, I was going to say Dave.
He's a legend.
Yes.
Absolute legend of country music. Thank and you. I'm going to be doing that interview for Three Chords and the Truth.
Oh, nice.
Which is one of my favourite programs, besides Drive, of course, and Brekkie and all the other shows. That
And every other show.
Every other show we have on the station. But just Three Chords and the Truth, and that'll be a great interview, I'm sure, with Jim Lauderdale, an absolute legend of country music. Clay's dad. He's on the list. Have a look.
Oh, well, I might see if he wants to take me out for lunch. He takes me for breakfast.
Does he?
Yeah. Once.
Clay or Troy?
Once.
Not Clay.
He's... Clay's stingy.
Yeah, I know.
Jamie's rubbing off on him.
Yes. I went down and they said, we share a barmy.
Share a barmy, I know. They're like an old married couple.
And I'd ordered a full one, so they're all scoffing it down, and I'm sitting there still shoving my face full of food, and they're finished.
And Cam, who I'm super excited about, Lizzie, I know you're a little bit jealous.
Yeah, just a bit. No, well, you know what? I'm not jealous. You're building my dreams, and she's a dream. For me,
I had a dream about a burning house.
And Brooke's fangirling over, so she...
Yeah, look at Brooke. She's doing a dab back there, a little bit of flossing.
You!
Getting her singing seal.
You'll have to ask her if she's performed with Sam Smith with that cover of Palace that she did.
Good.
It's amazing for somebody to take on a Sam Smith song and, you know, not wreck it and actually
do it
justice. That's amazing.
Yeah, let's get a Cam song lined up, Paul, in honour of our interview tomorrow. You pick whatever you want, mate. I'm sure they're all good, Cam songs. And she was here a couple of years ago. And I hadn't really heard much of her stuff, but, man, she absolutely killed it on the stage. The sun was going down. And everybody was just having a great old time to a bit of Cam.
We can talk, we forget. We're talking about all these guys, but I can't wait to stand at the front and actually watch them entertain the crowd. You know, walk past this afternoon and the big screens and just watching it up there, it's fabulous.
Well, you know, we had Imogen Clark and Danielle Bradbury in here before, and you know, to get to talk to them and then go out there and watch them,
what they do,
it blows my mind. So I'm like, you're sitting here giving an interview. When you should be probably backstage warming up or rehearsing, or they're just casually.
But you look at them; they're tiny, young.
She was tiny.
Yeah, and they get out there and they got these huge voices just beaming out in front of thousands of people. It's awesome.
Well, that big sound system helps.
That
is huge.
Is that what this does?
Yeah, that's what that does.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Built-in amplifier, mate.
All these years.
As I say, we're not the professionals. We're going to pass it over to the lovely Lizzie Orley, of course, Brooke Lambert. The lovely Brooke Lambert as well, and the even lovelier Elijah Blair, who
he's
will take
he's
you. Look at this.
Crazy.
Hello.
Oh, the people are taking photos of the van.
Hey, are they taking photos of me?
I think that was you. That's a bit creepy.
I think that's
a little
fans.
Bit.
I think they might have learnt some stuff when Facebook was down, how to, you know, the old fashioned ways of
He wears a nice mullet, though, this gentleman. He looks like he's seen a few radios.
This is definitely not his first radio.
It's his second radio.
Exactly.
Thanks to our sponsor, second radio.
Oh, I love the way you said you wedge that right in there. That's magnificent. Yes.
You are a professional.
I set it up for you.
You did. You did. All right. Well, as I say, we're out of here. Paul, you got that Cam song lined up. Hit it. We're out. Over to Elijah, Lizzie, Brooke. Have a great afternoon. Danny, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go and have a feed and watch some music.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Been a sinner and a coward, broken all that I can break. Cried my eyes out in the bathroom stall of every Western state. Still I ain't stopping, cause there's more that I can take. Got my angels and my demons, and I think we all agree. If you're gonna go for something, better make it everything. I believe in the end I'll see that it's alright, alright. Babe, I put my heart on the line. I want it all, don't want no rocking chair regrets. I got that fire and it's burning in my chest. Gonna keep on living until I hear the last call. And I want it all. Bet my life on it.